Tom Gamble is concerned the spawn surveys don't accurately reflect how much herring are actually returning to spawn. He says subsistence users like himself have felt a decline firsthand.
There's a serious decline in the overall herring populations, and it's being felt by the subsistence gatherers. And it doesn't really reflect in ex vessel values. It doesn't show up in anywhere in the economy. It shows up in our freezers.
Gamble and other tribal citizens say their subsistence needs haven't been met in recent years, that their freezers aren't as full of herring eggs as they have been in years past. He fears Fish and Game is overestimating the spawn just by sampling in the waters close to town.
If we went on the other side of these mountains, all the way down to Aspen Cape, 45 miles south of here, they're not doing their spawn deposition surveys, but that's where their fishery boundaries are. And they're not doing their spawn depositions out in Salisbury Sound. They're doing them all right in these places right off of Sea Martin, places we know they've been spawning for centuries.
If they surveyed the entire 65-mile fishing grounds, Gamble says, the data, it would show a decline. He wants management to take a more cautious approach. So if an event wiped out an entire portion of the population, there'd be some left over to repopulate.
But it does. The management plan doesn't allocate 20% for whales and 20% for seagulls and 20% for king salmon and 50% for humans. At some level, what I think that this fishery really needs to do is to say, if there's 80,000 tons out there, what's really available is 40,000 tons for to be considered for a fishery. The rest of it is for conservation.
The spawning biomass in Sitka Sound this year is expected to consist of up to 80% of five-year-old herring. Gamble is concerned that heavily targeting a single age class is potentially harmful to the overall population. The subsistence harvest of herring eggs is a Tlingit cultural tradition. Gamble says he's not trying to prevent the fishery, he's trying to preserve it. Reporting at Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.